Tesla posted a video this week revealing the second generation of their humanoid robot named Optimus, which now has insanely human-like hand motions, walks 34% faster, it can balance itself while doing squats, it can handle eggs without breaking them, and oh yeah, it can dance now too. You have to watch until the end of their video to see that part. Elon Musk says that the robot is a priority for Tesla and has the potential to be more significant than their vehicles in the long run. Just how significant and what does it mean for Tesla's stock? Well, one FinTwit analyst thinks that once Tesla reaches large-scale production of the bot, you could rent or lease an Optimus for as little as $40 per day. He then calculated the value of each bot for Tesla shareholders, saying that each bot could be worth $176,000. So a fleet of 10 million bots potentially adds $1.7 trillion to the value of Tesla's stock. I retweeted that on X. Do you retweet on X? I guess you do. I re-X'd that.
You want to double check his math.
Today on Dumb Money, we're going to uncover the real value that's hidden in Tesla's robot.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is Dumb Money Live.
Hey there, Dave here, along with Chris and Jordan. We are Dumb Money. Welcome to Dumb Money Live. Quick reminder to smash the like button, and we are less than 1,700 subscribers away from hitting 100K. I don't even know if it's possible to hit the milestone by the end of the year, but I would love to try. If you're not subscribed, now is the time. Tell a friend, tell your coworkers. I'm actually simulcasting today on my other channel. Hey there, Dave here. Welcome to Dumb Money. I know I
hold on a second. Did you say Chris and Dave? I don't know if that's correct, Chris, or Dave. You're not Chris.
Chris, I'm just kind of vamping right now, hoping that he joins. He did tell us that he wanted to do this show later than usual because he is apparently in Venice, and I think he miscalculated the time zone. But we're going to give him a minute, and I'm going to keep reminding people that if you've wondered, for all the Hey There Dave here people who are watching on that channel, if you've wondered what I've been up to, you should consider heading over to the Dumb Money Live channel and subscribing there. I'm here. Chris is not. Jordan's here. And I really kind of want to get Chris's take on this tweet. We can talk a little about it. The tweet is from CERN Basher. He's apparently a CFA. He's the chief investment officer at a wealth management firm. Of course, he like us, his posts are not financial advice. But if you do some math using his logic, because Elon has said that he could see he sees 100 million or even 200 million Optimus robots being manufactured. If we go with the more conservative 100 million. CERN Basher's estimated $176,000 of market value per bot. That would be $17 trillion of market value. And as a reminder, right now, Tesla's market value is less than a trillion. They're around
$700 billion. Run the math again. So you said $170,000 worth of value per robot.
Per robot.
Per robot. And how many robots
do we need to get to
$17 trillion?
So to get up to $17 trillion, that would be 10 million robots.
I think so. Look, this is reasonable. These are reasonable numbers.
$17 trillion is based on 100 million robots.
Okay, so I think that's out of control. I think 10 million. So you back off. So 1.7 trillion.
1.7 trillion.
10 million robots, And I think I'll give him credit. I think $170,000 worth of value per robot is probably somewhat reasonable, right? Now did you say earlier that $40 per day to rent one of these things out?
That's what he's saying, that it could eventually become as low as $70 per day.
Low. I would think more than $40 a day.
And he actually, if you read his full
dollars per hour, is that maybe like $100 a day or $200 a day?
I think somewhere he was saying that the actual cost, if you were to rent it, ends up being like $250 an hour. That's the at scale. Once they've manufactured these at scale and distributed them, it could potentially be $2.50 per hour. But of course, he calls this his bots model, the boundless optimus transformation at scale model. And he's very clear to point out it is not a valuation model. It is not a prediction. It is simply a what if scenario.
Right.
And I think as a what if it as soon as I saw the tweet, I knew we should talk about this on the show because it is a very interesting what if. Like, if they were actually able to crank out 10 million, that adds 1.7 trillion of value.
Based on this math. Yeah, as much as I think Tesla's an expensive stock right now, I don't think that's really anything to argue about. I would agree with that. I think that's somewhat in the ballpark of probabilities that you could get to that. Now, the problem is you probably add that 1.7 trillion before they get to $10 million or 10 million units out the door. And then, you know, you bubble the thing up again. Who knows how that actually plays out, how long it would take them to produce 10 million. I mean, they haven't produced one for sale yet. Right. And so,
no, they basically are in prototype stage.
Correct.
And that video, did you see the video? It is remarkable. I'm just going to throw this up on the screen while we're chatting here because which button do I do for that? There we go. This whole show is just flying by the seat of our pants today because normally we have Chris to vamp the whole time. Oh, what just happened there? Okay. Well, and look how realistic, like, this is all real. This is not CGI. This is not sped up.
Not somebody in a robot suit.
It's not a costume. It's actually, and he still walks a little bit funny, kind of like stooped down, but it's self-balancing. Wait until you see it manipulating like eggs. But I mean, it's walking on its own. It apparently needs to work out because, you know, robots do that sort of thing.
So what we don't know.
Look at that balance. That is all.
Like, so there's a few different ways that they do some of these things. You know, some of it is that there's a neurological engine on the robot, but we've seen in the past where they have a guy in the background performing the exact same task wearing, like, you know, sensors and things like that. And that then, you know, over the wire gives instructions to the robot of how to behave. You know,
well, and that's one way that they can actually train the robot is by having someone act it out and then they see how it happens once. The other way is by manually manipulating the arm and saying, we would like you to reach your arm here and pick something up. But this apparently is actually using onboard sensors and onboard processing. And I want to show you this again, where it's picking up the egg and it shows the sensor, the pressure sensitive, like where it's feeling it on its fingers. Do we call robots it? I don't want to make them mad at me. I don't know if they don't have feelings.
They don't have feelings.
But they're starting to.
No, they're not.
Have you talked to Grok?
This is one place that I draw the line with artificial intelligence. It's not intelligent. Humans have the ability to make decisions because we have emotions.
Are you
robots
seeing this?
Don't have emotions.
Are you seeing this though?
Yeah, it's, but again, they're not actually having a good time.
They sure look like it.
I think that's the thing.
That's the thing that I think might help the humanoid robot put humans at ease a little bit, because as soon as they are a little bit more human-like in their motions, you start to think, oh, well, this is something I recognize. Like, I keep going back to Remember when the automobile was introduced and they had to put a wooden horse head on the front of the vehicle so that people wouldn't be afraid of it?
Is that true? Like
robots I have no idea. No, that's a thing. That's something that I think Henry Ford did that. Don't quote me on that. But there's an old vintage video you'll be able to find on the internet.
Living room. It's just like a big driving stuffed deer or something. Here's the thing. I don't think it matters what people feel about them for the most part. So like general population for the first, maybe call it 250,000 robots, because I think they'll be doing things behind the scenes. Like we are invested in a company that's building some of these things, and their use cases are generally behind the scenes type scenarios where they're maybe, you know, taking goods off of a truck or filling a warehouse or something like that. And, you know, for the most part, the general public is not going to see these things operate. Why have them built like and humans? Well, because you know, the physical world is designed around humans, right?
And so the warehouse is designed at human height and that sort of thing. And I think that there is that use case.
I think they'll be able to perfect these things for years before you see them in somebody's home. Right now, they might be like in Elon's home or in some, you know, some billionaire's home, but they're not going to be in the average person's home.
They're going to be in my home.
I wouldn't think for a decade.
They're going to be in my home within the decade.
If they would sell me
that Gen 2 robot, even though it doesn't do much, I would use it as the most expensive egg sorter ever. Because apparently that and walking around are the tasks that it knows how to do right now. But imagine the upgrade cycle. Like version 1 to version 2 had such a huge leap forward in what the robot is capable of. Imagine version 3. Imagine it walking a little bit more upright, a little bit faster, being able to run, being able to make decisions on the fly.
Yeah, imagine that. But do you get on like the Apple upgrade cycle with these things? And then is it instead of how much is an iPhone? $100 a month, but constantly that you're constantly paying? Is this like $10,000 a month that you're constantly paying to have?
But I mean, if you look at the, we're going to have to tell Chris, we got a super chat or something. Someone just sent us $5. Nice. Ian sent us $5. He says, if it cooks and cleans, then I'll be dumping my entire life savings into Tesla. This would change the whole everything. And I agree with that.
I think it's an hold on. How much? Well, let's think about this. How much do people spend on maid service right now? Let's guesstimate it. Because we're not big time or anything. We used to have somebody come and, you know, kind of keep the house. And I think we paid like $200 a week, right? So is that about right? Like about $800 a month.
Yeah. 10,000.
So like $10,000
a week times 52 weeks is $10,000.
Yeah. So about, I think people pay probably, you know, between $6,000 and $15,000 a year for some form of housekeeping. And fractionally, you know, if you're talking what the value of these things could be, I think the numbers line up, right? So that, you know, because you could have this thing, it could drive a Tesla around, right? And
there's no need for it to ever drive. I don't think you understand artificial intelligence. There's no need for it to drive a Tesla around. The Tesla will drive itself. The same eyeballs that the robot has are mounted to the bumper, and the same brain that the robot has is in under your dash.
I'm making the joke that the cars still aren't self-driving, but you know, that's lost on you, I guess. But
that was a joke.
Yeah, that was a joke. But anyway,
I'm just trying to defend.
All I'm saying is you could split time, and I think that $200. $200, and I think the people were here for a few hours, so that's way more than $40 a day. These things could bill out at like $800 a day, right?
So and that's the thing.
Four house stops.
Think about all the things in your life that you've paid. I had an HVAC guy here just yesterday and spent $1,300 and something for a service of an AC unit that a robot could learn how to do.
I agree.
My pool has a robot in it already, sucking up leaves, but I still have to have a guy come out and scoop and do the chemicals and all of that. Yeah. If I had a robot that could do that, and then when something goes wrong, he could fix the pipes. Everything. Like every person you interact with, The guy who cleans the windows.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, again, I think so. You've got to start somewhere, right? And the starting is these very simple tasks that people don't want to do. And then it, as new versions come out, as time goes on, I think you can then train them to do different things. I think, you know, when you start to get into plumbing and electrical work, you're going to run into some stiff, very stiff political opposition, because these are trades that people make a lot of money at, right? And that, you know, people right now have to spend thousands of hours and thousands of dollars to get their license. And they are not going to be happy at all if a, you know, if a Tesla robot comes in and is allowed to do the same work, right? Because you don't have to train a robot. You just upload the software, right? The software could be certified.
But the robot could do things so much better. Yeah. The robot's going to not just learn from one person teaching it. It's going to learn from the collective wisdom of every other robot that has been given the same task. And it's just going to get better and better at doing things. And if I had the choice between a human who gets paid $200,000 a year to repair something at my house, or a robot that gets paid $40 a day to do something at my house, I mean, I get that the political pushback and the labor unions are going to be like furious that they're, but we're just gonna have to re-envision.
My entire point there is just that it doesn't just start with it doing everything, right? It starts.
No, it's going to be very slow to get it to do all the jobs that I want it to do.
Their physical labor. Nobody really wants to go and do some of this physical labor type work. And also, by the way, it's some of the work might be bad for your back. It might, you know, have deleterious effects on your body for some reason, and that, you know, these robots can go do, and everybody's going to be like, yes, that's great. Go do those things that nobody wants to do or that are harmful to do.
I think you could do some more intellectually challenging work too.
You know, these paid or unioned or licensed jobs, that's, you're going to run into issues once they move into some of these realms.
Is TaskRabbit a public company? Because I would be selling it right now if it is. Because
is TaskRabbit still around? A company that I used to use all the time that had you could like hire handymen and they would just show up at your house, and it was amazing. I forgot the name of it. Was it? It was like a TaskRabbit. I mean, they went under. But it seems like you could do the same thing and just have an app and then have the robot drive its Tesla over and then, you know, do whatever you needed it to do.
Or it could just, if it's close by, it could just walk to your house and then walk back to its charging station and sit back down.
But I was thinking if it gets into the Tesla, they basically have a secondary battery pack within the Tesla.
Oh yeah. They can recharge on their way.
It does its own fast charge, or it hot swaps its battery pack. Right, and then it walks into your house and it's 100% charged, ready to work.
I think Tesla needs to hire the two of us to come up with crazy ideas for robots to do things.
I could come up with a million ideas for things that the robot can do. By the way, do you think Moxie the robot in the next version is going to be a Tesla robot?
Is Moxie going to be what now?
Do you remember Moxie the robot that we invested in?
Yes, Diligent Robotics that has Moxie the hotel, the hospital helping robot.
Do you think that Moxie will be a Tesla robot? Will be on the, because basically it's going to be a platform, right? So that right now, some companies use certain robotics platforms. Does Tesla become the robotics platform that then people develop on top of, right? And so we're seeing this with OpenAI, and that OpenAI is like the platform. And yes, that you've got businesses developing custom solutions for certain industries on top of the platform. And it could be the same thing with Tesla, right? So what good are 10 million, general use robots when you could have companies that are putting together their own personal business logic on top of these, on top of the platform, and then customize the robots for certain industries or for certain use cases, like being a housekeeper or you know, or what, or a pool cleaner or whatever it is.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think that the app store of robot knowledge is going to be the kind of revenue stream that we haven't even talked about. We're just talking about the actual physical robot being there and collecting its pay. Imagine being able to download, like if you wanted your Tesla bot, your Optimus to be your personal assistant, you could download different personal assistant apps that have had different experiences. I could download like Johnny Depp's personal assistant to like be my robot.
Yeah.
Right. Like, oh, I'm just thinking like robots, I'm going to need a robot in multiple cities, or I guess you could fly them with you. They might even fly down in the luggage compartment. They don't care.
You know what? You know what operating system I want my robot to work off of is Small Wonder. The hit sitcom.
Wasn't that the show where Vicky can freeze time by putting her? Yeah.
Yeah. She's a small wonder.
I'm just hoping that they use my idea of having the robot sit down on its charger, you know, because that's just a natural place for a robot to charge, because you wouldn't have to stand in balance. So you just sit down and you put like a charging thing in the chair.
Yeah.
He just sits on it.
Does it look like a toilet? Is that kind of the...
It pretty much looks like a toilet with something that looks very similar to this going up its butt.
It's not that kind of show, Dave.
All right. So I know that you have a hard stop at 2:30, and right. I was hoping that Chris would join us for this conversation. I still want to hear his thoughts on this tweet. So what we're going to do is basically have to like redo this show at some point and have his thoughts, right?
Yeah, that's right. We've got to redo. We've got to punt for Chris, because Chris is going to have a lot to say about this.
But I mean, I feel like we kind of covered the most important parts.
We covered a little bit. We made a few jokes. I'm sure there will be more jokes to be made once we can really process.
I'm sure there will. Well, it was a pleasure seeing you, Jordan. I know that you have to run. But before you go, please do hit the like button. And for everybody else, subscribe. We're trying to hit 100,000 by the end of the year. That's the only reason you're seeing me over on Hey There Dave here right now.
Oh, and also go on Twitter and message Chris how it makes you feel that he didn't show up today.
Yes. Flood at Chris Camillo. If you want to see the tweet that we've been talking about, go to at Dave Hansen. I retweeted it. I also retweeted the Optimus robot. I still don't know if you retweet an X or if you re-exit.
You re-exit.
But that's about it. Make sure you check out our podcast. It's this exact same show, but in audio format, available on Spotify and Apple and everywhere you get your podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dumb Money TV. We have a Discord server that is absolutely free to be a part of. dumbmoney.tv/Discord. We'll give you the invite for that. Leave a comment here. Leave a comment on Hey There Dave here. That is going to do it for this one. We are the last two remaining Dumb Money survivors. Hopefully Chris is still. I haven't heard anything. I've called him. I've texted him. I'm sure he's
getting iMessages, so he's alive. He's fine.
Well, it says that it was delivered, which makes it even more strange to me. I actually could see him forgetting to pack his phone.
He's very aloof sometimes.
He would have done that. Yeah. All right. Well, that's the latest from here. We're Dumb Money. We'll see you next week. Be sure you subscribe right now.